Hello, 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 welcome to episode 3 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have Gabriela Quiroz with her story, True Love at the End of the World.
Stay calm, my ass! I'm freaking out! Socorro! Socorro! I'm screaming for help in Spanish, obviously, because we're in Spain.
Gabriela is a producer, screenwriter, and artist who grew up as the granddaughter of a witch doctor in the Peruvian Andes. She has worked on various projects for studios like Bad Robot, Paramount, and Legendary. And she's a four-time Academy Nicole semifinalist and a Grand Slam winner of the Moth in Los Angeles. You can find her on YouTube as Gabriela_Quiroz and on Instagram at GabrielaQuirozArt. And now, without further ado, here's Gabriela with her story, Love at the End of the World.
So, you know, people always say, you are going to find true love one day. But you know why they tell you that? Because they see you sad and single. How many can relate, you know? Don't raise your hand. I can see it in your faces. But my mom used to say, true love is when someone is willing to give their lives for you. Okay, well, that sounds cool. But not everyone is Leonardo DiCaprio in the Titanic. You know, and to be honest, nowadays, they would totally push Rose off that door. But I grew up believing, you know, maybe one day I will be able to experience that selfless love. And I just didn't know that that would happen when I was in a foreign country, naked and about to die. I had traveled 500 miles, and I was at the end of a trail called the Camino de Santiago de Compostela in Spain. The trail starts in Saint John in France and goes all the way throughout across the north of Spain. And the last point in the trail, like the final destination, was Finisterre. Now, Finisterre is a beautiful town on the coast that means, in Latin, the end of the world. Because hundreds of years ago, Europeans didn't know or didn't think the world went beyond that point. So before they, you know, before they discovered America, they arrived at the point and they said, this is it. So I was super excited to arrive there. And I, you know, like it was historical, it felt magical. And I was thinking, maybe as soon as I get there, as I enter this beach, I will, you know, all this weight and all this sadness that I feel will fall away. But to be honest, instead of that, the only thing that fell away were the clothes of people that arrived there. Because literally, they were taking their clothes off and burning it, and there was like this big fire, and they were jumping in the water, but naked. And to me, that was shocking. So I grew up in the Andes of Peru, and my family was very traditional, And, you know, if you could find water, like some water, like a bucket of water, you were lucky. So, therefore, I didn't know how to swim, okay? And also, I was raised to be a proper, modest woman. I had to cover myself all the time to protect myself from men and to protect men from themselves. So, well, but well, that was about to change because now I'm in Spain and I'm seeing all these naked people having fun. And I'm thinking, I also want to be free. And that afternoon, I have a sign. I hear Rihanna's song from a storefront. Shine bright like a diamond. And it's like devil's voice telling, whispering, shine bright like a diamond. And I'm like, okay, finally, this is my time to be free and to embrace, you know, this new me. I had just walked away from a really bad relationship. And I was hoping that this was an 8-year relationship that I had hope it was gonna last a lifetime. But this guy cheated on me with a very hot Colombian girl. You know, and I had to walk away, and I was questioning myself about what love was, what was really about, and what it really meant. And that afternoon at golden hour, I decided to go to a secluded beach, and I decided I'm gonna go skin dipping. I took my top off. I made sure that I was like by some rock so like no pervert would like pop up like last minute. And I went in the water, and as the water touched my chest, I was embracing this new freedom. And all of a sudden I realized there was a giant weed wrapped around my leg. So as I tried to get away from it, I was being pulled by the ocean. And did I tell you I didn't know how to swim? So, you know, I know the basics, okay? Don't judge. I know the basics, like put one arm in front of the other, then push your leg back and stay calm. Stay calm. So then all of a sudden I realized, you know, time is going by and the shore is getting farther and farther away, and stay calm. Yeah. And then I feel that my feet aren't touching the ground anymore. And like there's waves slapping me, and I'm swallowing water, and then stay calm, my ass. I'm freaking out. Socorro, socorro. I'm screaming for help in Spanish, obviously, because we're in Spain. So, but no one is coming. Seriously, where are all the perverts when you need them? So, I'm just here drowning by myself. And I'm thinking about my mother. I'm thinking about, I don't want to die because I don't want her to know that I was naked. So you know, I have to try. I have to fight. But then all of a sudden, you know, I was exhausted. My throat was hurting. I was swallowing water and I was sinking. And all of a sudden, a hand pulls me out of the water. And it was this handsome tall, strong man. And I was thinking, is this a dream? Is this like the angel that is about to take my topless soul to the afterlife? So I embrace him, and he helped me, and he kept me floating for a long time until there were four men that had to come with like sweatsuits. They were professionals. And turns out we were trapped in three currents. And we could not get out, so it took a while. But by the time I was at the shore, I had this board that they had given me. I held onto it like a squirrel who holds onto a French fry in a poor country. And at the time we arrived, there was like an ambulance, and there was a crowd, and there was like paramedics, and everyone was waiting. And then this guy that had helped out, he's like, okay, you survived, you're fine. So they took the board from me, and I looked down, and I don't have my bottoms. I am completely naked in front of everybody. And I am so embarrassed, my hands can't, you know, are not big enough to cover all the things that I need to cover. So I sit there, and, you know, there's some paramedics. I'm like kind of like checked out. I'm like in shock. And after a while, this guy comes to me and starts talking to me, and then he asks, do you recognize me? And I look at him, and I'm like, I don't. And he's like, I'm the guy that got you out of the water. So this was the guy that saved me. And he told me that he had gotten off work earlier that day. He had his own business. He had closed it for the day earlier than usual. And he had decided to go walk by the pier. And up like there, he like saw me like drowning, and without even giving it a second thought, he jumped. And I looked down at his legs, and he had cuts all across his legs, and he was bleeding. And, you know, I thought this guy had so much going on for him. He could have probably been like, I didn't see anything, you know, walk away. I was very far away. I was Latina, you know, whatever. But this guy jumped and saved me. And so when he told me this, I was like, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jesus. In Spanish, Jesus. So I was saved by Jesus at the fucking end of the world. I was naked, and how much more intimate than that can it get? So when I tell people this story, or when I tell my friends about it, they all ask, so what happened? And like, did you get his number? Did you call him afterwards? What happened? Even my ex-boyfriend, he said, please tell me that you had sex with him. And yeah, like, I called him. I had his number. I called him. We had the best relationship until this day. No, that is actually a lie. It didn't happen. I was dumb. I never even asked for his last name. So if you know him, or if he ever watches this video, like, contact me or not. I can buy myself flowers.
That's it. That's our episode for today. What I really love about Gabriela's story is that she is truly asking the questions that we are all asking ourselves all the time. Because honestly, I do ask myself very, very much, where are all the perverts when we need them? You can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future live shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And you can find a new episode of the podcast every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. On our next episode, we have Mel Kays with their story, Dating as a Lesbian.
It was like very exciting, you know, the kind of sex that you hope to have, and especially after a separation when you just really want some new sex. So it was all really fun until things started to get a little weird.
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.